Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the sixth chapter of Proverbs, we read these words. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devised wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Throughout these 40 days of Lent, as we make our way toward the events of Holy Week, we are going to examine those things that are detestable to God. And as we do that, we will have an opportunity to see these sins even within ourselves. We do this as a reminder that the sins which Jesus came to forgive are our sins. And the people that He came to forgive are us. We begin today on this Ash Wednesday with haughty eyes. This is nothing more than being full of pride. Proverbs 21:4 states, "Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked are sin." Psalm 105 says, "Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him I will not endure." The Scriptures pair haughty eyes with a prideful heart because they are essentially one and the same thing, one and the same sin. Haughty eyes look down upon others in pride, thinking themselves to be better than that person, more deserving, more worthy or righteous than someone else. A perfect example of this haughtiness is seen in the lives of Pharisees, a group which Jesus referred to as hypocrites, and to whom He gave very strict warnings. To highlight their pride and to teach a lesson on humility, Jesus told the parable, which I read as our reading a few moments ago. I'd like to read again, where He said, "To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else," He told this parable. "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, 'Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers and evildoers and adulterers, even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all that I get.' But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven. He beat himself in the breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.' Jesus said, 'I tell you that that man, rather than the other, rather than the Pharisee, went home justified before God. Because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the ones who humble themselves will be exalted.'" Paul exhorts us in Romans 12 not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but rather to think of ourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given to us. In Philippians 2, he advises us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, what we might call doing things with haughty eyes. But rather, he says, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. For you see, pride, haughty eyes, it's the exact opposite of love. And thus, the absolute enemy of God. In 1 Corinthians 13, that great chapter in Holy Scripture that teaches us all about love, it says that love is patient and kind. And then it goes on to say, but that love does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. Time and time again, in many verses throughout the Bible, we read these words, and I quote, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The Scriptures also teach us that pride goeth before the fall. Such was true for Adam and Eve. In their prideful arrogance to be like God, they disobeyed God, and they fell into sin and into death. Such was true of the giant Goliath, who thought himself too large and too mighty to be defeated by this little shepherd boy, David. And yet with one small stone, the mighty giant fell. And such is true for us whenever we, with prideful hearts and haughty eyes, begin to believe that what we have and who we are is a result of our doing. When we say to ourselves, my power and my strength and my wisdom and my hands and my hard work have produced my wealth and my home and my security, we forget that it is God who gives us the ability and the health and the wisdom to produce our wealth. We become those people with haughty eyes, those people whom God despises, when we consider ourselves better than others, when we look down upon other people because of their race or their religion, or their ethnic group, or their education level, or their social class. You know, too often we're more than ready to see what's wrong with everybody else, to see the little speck in their eyes while ignoring the large plank that's in our own eyes, those things that we do wrong. And make no mistake about it, God despises these sins. It is because of that hatred for haughty eyes and that opposition to pride, but because of his love for us, that he sent us his son Jesus. And it was in the course of saving us and forgiving us of all those times when our eyes are haughty that he has also demonstrated for us how it is that we are to live in relation to him and in relation to other people. Philippians chapter 2, we read these words, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Remember, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so God exalted Jesus and gave him the name that is above every name. It's because of Jesus' humble sacrifice that you and I sit here today forgiven and redeemed. God's grace extends to us, not because of who we are, but because of what Jesus did. And again, not because of what we do. We didn't earn it, and we don't deserve it. So, where is our reason for boasting? What is the cause of our pride? Not in us, only in Jesus. Therefore, let us lay aside those haughty eyes. Let us lay aside that pride. And let us look upon others with mercy and with forgiveness. The same way that God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, looks at each of us. To God and God alone be the glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.